Okay, so today we're going to do Mitzvah Hashem. Shir of Chof Hecheshven. We're going to be starting from Seif Memches all the way till the end of Simen Shin Chof Ches, Mitzvah Hashem. Just maybe a quick chazora, a very, very quick summary of yesterday. The main kula that we found yesterday was a very sudistika kula that Seif Mem Gimel said. The sod of the heter was that any treatment which are done mechanically to a choyle, which can only be achieved in that particular way, and there's no way that someone will achieve the same goal, the same outcome, these kinds of treatments, Chazal will never go in the first place. And these are the ones that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, is lichfois kois cham ala tabu, v'la'aloisoi, v'la'aloisoi z'nayim b'miyad b'mikli, v'la'aloisoi unkli. We said other examples. Other examples would include also eye therapy. We mentioned that's something which you can't do. We can't achieve that with any medicines. Therefore, the same heter will apply over here, and similar types of treatments which you can't do by taking any medicines. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. Right, this is the kula of Seif Mem Gimel, which is very, very common and important yesod and kula. We spoke of Seif Mem Dalet, spoke about all types of rechitzas. Now the yesod is very, very straightforward. If it's clear that it's not refuah, then it's also, if there is a way that it could be understood by other people, if it's clear that it's a refuah, then it's going to be also. If it's not necessarily clear it's done letzer refuah, then it's going to be muta. We also spoke about lachash, but that's more on the side. And we spoke about noisling klial gabe ayin, which was a prevention. Preventative treatments are always muta. We did mention that there's another kulah to Seif Mem Vav as well. It can be understood also as Seif Mem Gimel as well. Fine, that's what we mentioned. I just want to finish off with yesterday what he mentioned yesterday about the spray which does ultimately the same than an ice pack or these kinds of icing which prevents from swelling. So we said that the post came over here discussed that it's mutter because it's something which can only be done mechanically, cannot be done medically. And therefore, he said that it's not true that nowadays there is these kinds of. So I said that something to think about. And I spoke today to a Rav, and he indeed said pointed out exactly that point. He said that he didn't know about this particular spray, but he said if that's the case, it's a spray which does the identical outcome, and by using that spray, it doesn't swell. It's going to be also to use ice packs and other metal. Freezing cold metal items. It's going to be also to use them on Shabbos because it can be done in medically as well. Interesting point. Again, if it's a cholish embezakon or etc., then it's going to be multiple because of a different reason. But that particular head that we find over here, Seif Mem Gimel, would not apply in that particular case. Fine. Okay. Seif Mem Ches. Also, l'niach beged al mako. It is also to put a beged garment al mako on the wound. Shiyotze menu dam. That there is a marked wound and there's blood coming out from there. It's also to put a baguette. Mipnei she'adam yitzba'u so because what you're really doing is that you're actually coloring, you're dyeing the garment, and that's an issa of tzvir. Right. It's not really defined, but. Yeah, it's not really defined. We're going to see a little bit. We're going to get back to the mitzvah soon, but it's not really defined. But also lo yitzidam me'amako. It is also generally. It is also to take blood out from a mako. It's an issa of chovel. You're not allowed to take blood purposely, blood from a mako, from a wound. So therefore, where you're supposed to do lekach. It's going back on the beginning of the seif about the garment and the wound. Where you're supposed to do lekach. Yeshlicho it's a mako b'mayim. You're supposed to wash off the wound with water or b'yayin tchilo or with wine. Le'avir dam shemako to take away the blood from the wound. I'm going to finish off. We're going to get back to the Mishnah Berurah in a minute, Mishnah Shem. V'yesh oimrim. Others say shekirich kiri ach b'ish alamako that you're allowed to take spider webs alamako on the wound. Interesting. Umechase bohem kol adam, and you're allowed to cover with that all the blood. V'kol chabura, and the entire wound. V'achar korich olav smartud. And afterwards, you're going to put a cloth, a shmat around it. Now, the reason why the Yesh Oimrim, it's only Yesh Oimrim, and only some people are matir, others seem to answer, is because, interesting enough, others say that there's actually healing involved in that. It actually heals. Spiderweb can actually has healing healing ingredients, and therefore it's going to be also. But the Maaseh, he says, V'yesh oimrim, that it's mutter, and that's how we pass. Let's get to the Mishneh Berurah. Sif Kotten Kuf Mem Vav, Yitzba Oysoy, Afal Pi, the Mekalkelu V'potu, although the obvious question on this Tzvi is that it's a Mekalkel. It's a Mekalkel, what do you mean? You're not doing a Tzvi over here for the purpose, you don't like that red. You're Mekalkel, it's not, you don't intend that at all. It's lacking Melech Machsheves, it's not what you want at all. V'afal Gav, the Mekalkelu V'potu, Mikol Mokom Oso L'chatchila, V'veged Odom, Pshitu Da'oso. He says that actually, yes, it's true, but L'chatchila, very interesting Mishneh Berurah over here. He says that lechatchila, you're not allowed to do a tzviya derech kilkul, which is a very interesting concept. Very interesting concept that the tzviya derech kilkul, although you're dying it red and you don't want it, it's a kilkul. Nevertheless, lechatchila, you should try to avoid it. Very interesting point. Correct. But it should really be. Should not really be regarded at all as a malacha. According to the normal understanding, this would be completely lacking in any ingredients which would be anywhere close to a malacha. But however, the Mishneh Berurah does say over here that it's lechatchila should avoid it, which is very, very interesting. The MS says, what about if you have a shmata or any type of even toilet paper, anything like that, which you're going to throw away, gauzes, things that you're going to throw away immediately. Are there also, is that what the Mishneh Berurah, does the Mishneh Berurah mean to answer those as well, or not? Right? Because he talks about a baguette. What's going to be the din? What's going to be the halacha if you're talking about gauzes or any types of even plasters, maybe in a way? They're also going to turn red due to the blood. Is that going to be mutter also? Right, the halacha is that it's actually mutter, indeed, because this is something which is so much of a kilkul. It is so little. There's no way you could call something dying if you're going to chuck it away in a second. If they're just purposely meant to absorb the blood and afterwards to be thrown away a minute later or as soon as it stops bleeding, and then it's lacking completely. It's even less than the mekalkel of the Mishneh Berurah, and it's going to be mutter even lechatchila. Okay. With Beged Odom Pshitu Da'oso, interesting that Beged Odom is worse. A red garment, the Mishneh Berurah says, is worse because what the Mishneh Berurah understands is that by adding redness to the red Beged, you're actually improving the Beged, and that's why it's worse. However, the Poskim do say, the Avosne is being quoted, that this is not really true nowadays because nowadays our dyed garments, which are dyed red, if there's blood in it, it's actually dirty. So it's not true. Nowadays, a red beged is no worse than any other. It's no better, no worse, and it makes no difference because the blood actually per se is dirty, and therefore it's not. It's going to be mutter as well if it's that kind of garment. However, if it's mokam atchak, it's going to be mutter. This is a separate inyan over here. To squeeze and to press the wound, that the blood should come out. Or that you put something on the mako that ultimately blood is going to come out. Even if there is no tzvi involved. Also, it's you're not allowed to do it, that dam should come out. Now, it's mevum from the Mishneh Berurah, this only if you do it. And it's certain the blood is going to come out. Now, what about if you only press it gently, very, 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 very gently, and it's not sure that blood is going to come out? It seems from the Mishneh Berurah, and that's how the poskim paskin, that it's going to be mutter. If it's not the psigeresh that blood is going to come out, if it's not certain that blood is going to come out, if you do it gently enough, it's actually going to mutter to touch on the wound. The whole problem of squeezing blood out is because it's chovel and it's av malach. You have to watch it. Similarly, Mishneh Berurah adds that others say also that if you put on the wound something which absorbs liquids and blood, it seems to be a leech or that kind of. That's actually later. This is then another type of thing which absorbs. It's all the same idea that it absorbs the blood. I'm going to get to the leech in a second. Anyway, because what you're trying to do here is a kavona in it. There's an intention of it because you're absorbing the blood and therefore it's also. Awesome. This is the leech that absorbs the blood. Shekurin, that's the Yiddish word for it. Fivekes or eigelen shemutzitimtzitzdom. You put these leeches on that they actually absorb this. This animal absorbs the blood. Mitzadei Morgan Avraham, die ist Chiyuv b'zei. The Morgan Avraham seems to be passing that it's a Chiyuv chatos on it. It's mamish bad news. Yes. Valken also bechol ze lekul al menasa l'dei Yisrael l'cholish em b'zakona. Now, getting back to the point mentioned earlier, who are we talking about over here? So he says over here that we're talking about that if it's a cholish em b'zakona, because it's so severe, it's also it's going to be also early that day in Yehudi, but through a goy is actually muta. If somebody sucks from his mouth the wound, is actually chayiv. This is a slight wound in your mouth, in your gums. You're not supposed to suck the blood out. Now, what about talking about this? What about taking blood for blood? You know, you have blood results, blood tests, right? What about that? What is that? Is that again? Normally, blood tests are going to be taken on Shabbos. I suppose normally for cholish eish b'zakona. But never mind that aspect of it. If it's not a cholish eish b'zakona, now to take blood on Shabbos or not? Well, it's the truth is that it seems mavur for me that it's actually. That, absolutely, yeah, it's also correct. Yeah, it's also. Yeah. The truth is that it makes it much worse, the fact that it's melocha tzrich legufo, because what you need over here, you're actually taking the blood for the blood's sake, and it makes it much, much worse, as opposed to when you're not intending to it, yeah. Right, okay, so if, yes. Chul, yeah. Yeah. Lekach yesh atchilas seif koi. Besiosa mentioned over here that he's not so sure about this spiderweb business because it's mutter because it could be that your merape with it has healing ingredients in it. Spiderwebs.
There is available address. It's quite expensive, which is based on seaweed.
Really. Really. Really?
It doesn't.
Fascinating, yeah. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says it only as his wording is Yesh Oyrim. Yesh Oyrim always implies that not everybody agrees to that, generally speaking. So if Mem Tes also it is also losum psilo befiat habas. It is also to put a psilo befiat habas. Kederech shenoyagim lasois limishu otzu. Now, this is talking about somebody who is. It's a type of constipation, quite a severe constipation. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to put a psilo from there. You're not allowed to put inside. From there, a psilo. Psilo, we're going to see soon what the psilo is made of. It's a type of medicine which seems to help the digestive system. The way it would work, you could use them a few times. It's not like medicines which we have nowadays, which we use from there. You could use them a few times. And that's what we're going to see later. That is actually the reason for the problem. So it's also to use, also losum psilo befiat habas, kederech shenoy gimnasus bimisho otsu. Like people use who are constipated, you're not allowed to do that. Elohim ken yosim oisu bishinoi. However, if you do it bishinoi, not in a regular way, it is muta. How is it? What is the shinush? You're using two fingers for it. You put it gently and gently and slowly you put it in. Let's go through Mishneh Berurah. A lot is going to be explained through the Mishneh Berurah. Losum v'cholu. V'kolchkin the also losum kista afshenuchna me'esmoil. It's also that kind of medicine. Over there also afili the shiloh. In this particular kista is also even the shinui. Gzerim shemshchik esamamonim. Im loy b'choyle. Right. Now the shaila is over here. Why is it? let's move on a little bit to the end of Sif Cotton. The Osmut Ali de Shinu Vizar Shalavari de Meloch de Reise. Gamlo Yorif Mime Vishem Kedech Oisin Kumvur, the Kamon Besim Shin Lamed Alef Sif Zain, Eloyishpach Akolis Hakliv, to have last Akoli de Enyudi Mefsha. Let's move on a bit. Psilo, Hasuim Chelevo Boris. This Psilo were made, this suppository type of thing, was made out of Chelev, fat, or Boris. Or even out of paper, the short vorim and other items. The time is suron, and the reason why all this is also mishum the item mishamishem kama po oim lachnis velohitzi. Since this psilo, you'd put it in and out several times. Kor levade shiashir asor desham. You'd pull off some hair there, and that is why it's also the k'moy betzroir de leelbasim chin you'd base seif zainu ein bevir alocha. Because you'd pull off some hair, and that is the issa, which we see from here that the issa here has nothing to do with shrikas amonim. The shrikas amonim, there's no shrikas amonim here. Why not? Why is there no gzeir of shrikas amonim with these kind of suppositories? I'm not sure that you could call it suppositories, but these kind of medicine. Why not? Why is there no problem with shrikas amonim? So, it could be that we're talking about cholish ein besakonim, and that would be a reason in its own. Could be that there's one mahalach in the person talking about cholish and misakona, and otherwise, if it's only a mechash, if it's only a slight type of pain and comfortableness, then it's going to be also. But could be more than that as well. There's mashmos, there's nothing to do with cholish and misakona. And if there is another reason, then the reason will be as follows. That could be, Ramizan Karelitz explains, that could be, it's not really a medicine. All you're doing is you're opening up the body a little bit more to ease off the digestive system. And by opening, that's not considered a refuah. Now,
there are medicines for that.
Pardon?
There are medicines stuff before that. But when you got medicines for the procedure, mentioned the opposite case where it's got diarrhea.
Ah, right.
Is there anything that would help it?
Correct.
Would be considered probably someone because the medicines.
Yes. Right. Yeah, but here this is considered, the Minister Kellis explains that opening the body, as it were, is not considered refuah. It's interesting, it's an interesting svara, but you have to say something on those lines to understand this eve. Unless you talk about the Cholish Embez Akona, which Zalach we are making. Yeah. Benachas, slowly and gently, v'loyovoy ali deze li de ashoras nimen. Because if you do it slowly and gently, it's not a psigesh that you're going to tear off hair. Kosev Chay Odom. Chodom adds, the kol ze imhoyo apsilo asuyi merev Shabbos. This is only if the psilo was prepared merev Shabbos, before Shabbos. If alas is be Shabbos apsilo, and I'll have to construct, to build, to make this psilo, afilo oysel ode minya shekeri choyse mashke oysel, even if you actually prepare, even if you do it in the most simple way, yesh bo isel de reisem shemak bepatish. To make a medicine, is actually this particular medicine, is considered a makke bepatish. Very interesting. Im no lechoyle, sheish besekone, pardon? Yeah. It's true. Obviously, if it's a cholish ish bezakona, you're not to make any makke bepatish, self-understood. But if it's made out of lefes, because it's a machal behema, there's no tikkun kli. Anything, there's no. It's not considered a kli, and therefore there's no shaila at all, and therefore it's muta. Right. Now, I just wanted to add, if we have another few spare minutes, I wanted to add one shaila which we haven't really mentioned is sleeping tablets, and the opposite, caffeine tablets. What is our loch of sleeping tablets on Shabbos? A very, very common shaila. People never can't sleep. They need to have sleeping tablets on Shabbos. What is the halach of sleeping tablets on Shabbos? Now, I think after Simchat Shin Chofres, we've come to the appreciation and understanding that medicines is not only things which are actually healing us. We have found that there was a shaila about, for instance, right, there's en misalmin on Shabbos, yeah, to cause somebody to sweat, or similarly, we've talked about somebody about the voice that was actually there wasn't present. Voice is actually mutter, but there was a shaila about it, about, you know, eat things to increase a person's voice. And all these kinds of things which enhance a person's body and a person's well-being, all these things in a very broad way, is all part, could potentially be part of the Gzeirat Shechita Samayonim. So certainly and surely, the Lechayra sleeping tablets, you're trying to sleep. So it's not, of course, we wouldn't consider it generally a medicine, but Lechayra is Zichar Shaila about sleeping tablets. What is the halacha about sleeping tablets on Shabbos? How would you approach the Shaila? Excellent. Yeah. Very, very true. Very true. Right, right. So the Poskim do actually discuss that these people in Abchum Mamash, they're very, very nervous, very tensed up. And if it's serious enough that they really can't function in their normal way, they're considered cholim. And that kind of choli is helped by sleeping, and therefore it's going to be mutter, like any other chole, she'en b'zakona, who are generally mekel. So similarly also, a chole she'en b'zakona like that, who can't sleep, a sleeping tablet is going to be mutter for him. Very interesting. However, if it's a milder type of just can't fall asleep for an hour or two, I don't exactly know what the measures are, but it's just a milder type of sleeping issue, it could be could actually, yes, but it's going to be awesome. Yeah. What about caffeine tablets? People who can't wake up in the morning. I suppose if you take too many sleeping tablets, I suppose maybe there's a shadow of caffeine tablets in the morning. What about that? Very nice. It's very nice for what you're saying. I mean, a coffee, of course, is no shaila about it. Even if you take coffee purposely for the intention of waking up, it's definitely Michael Bream. There's no doubt about it. Even if you take coffee specifically to wake up, or you take a cup of Coke, just for the caffeine part of aspect of it, there's no doubt about it. It's called Michael Bream and it's mutter. But what about caffeine tablets? So svara, which is being mentioned, is that could be because it's anywhere Michael Bream, just the fact that it's in a form of a tablet could be that doesn't make it worse. But that's not so posh.
Yeah, but caffeine is not Michael, it's to drink a
correct. Yeah, I'll agree to you. Yeah.
Do we speak about vitamin tablets?
We did, yes. We spoke that vitamins is be'etzem, the introduction was that vitamins, we are assuming that vitamins actually help. There's two accepted mehalchim within the poskim. Some poskim say that it's actually mamash also because it's the Mogen Avraham mentioned that lechazik mizgoi. Well, the point number one is that be'etzem somebody who's healthy be'etzem there's no gzeir shrikas amonim. Somebody who's healthy be'etzem is allowed to, if you're allowed to take a paracetamol now. There's no shail about it. It's mutter because you're well. That is the point number one. Point number two, however, is that the Mogen Avraham says, and it's passing the Mishnah Berurah, that if you take something like Chazek Mizgo to strengthen yourself, that's actually also, that's part of the Gzeira. Now the question is, what about vitamins? I would generally assume that a person who takes vitamins only takes some vitamin if he is a bit, he's a bit under the weather, he's got a bit of a cold, and he starts taking vitamin C tablets when it's getting a bit cold. I would definitely assume that this could be a shaila because it's lechazik mizgoi. I would have thought that's exactly what the Mogen Avraham is talking about. You know, it's lechazik mizgoi. Well, that's a bit of a shaila. Is that considered prevention or not? If you're starting because you're under the weather, then you can't call it a prevention. It's not. It's a bit too late to start the prevention. Right. Right. Now, if it's the type of treatment I do throughout the year, and I hear that in some countries it's very common to go through the whole year to take vitamin tablets, to start, whether it's deep winter or whatever it is, you take throughout the whole year. And here's where I'm not aware about exactly the situation. If that's the case, then you could even call it a Michael Bream then. And that's what some poskim want to say, that vitamin tablet is Michael Bream. Because that's what, it's part of the, it's a prevention, that's true, it's in a true aspect as well. And therefore it's going to be mutter. So I suppose that it is true. I heard Rabbi Berkowitz wants to say that it depends on the social ghetto of the place. How do people look at vitamins. What is vitamins? What do people believe when they take the vitamins? There's no real value to it. It's only what do people see in it? Is it just a prevention? Is it something you do the whole year round? Or is it something which only under the weather you start taking it? There's a lot of truth in that aspect as well. So it's going to be depending on that. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Fine.